On the way back, it clogged a watchman who was unwise enough to stir. I call him the luggage, said Rincewind helplessly.
Really? We call her Trunky.
The wall opened up into a dark room. Crates were packed against the walls, covered with cobwebs.
Oh, we're in the old brewery, said Neelet. Well, the new one, really. Let's find a door.
Good idea, said Rincewind, eyeing the spiderwebs.
New brewery? Looks pretty old to me.
Neelet rattled a door.
Locked, she said. Come on, we'll find another one. Look, it's the new brewery because we built it to replace the one over the river, but it never worked. The beer went flat or something. They all said it was haunted. Everyone knows that, don't they? We went back to the old brewery. My dad lost nearly all his money.
Why?
He owned it. Just about broke his heart, that did. He left it to me.
She tried another door.
Because, well, he never got on with Nolene. Well, with the, well, you know, or rather, obviously you don't. But it ruined the business, really. And Rue Beer used to be the best there was.
Can't you sell it? The site, I mean?
Here? A place where beer goes flat within 5 seconds? Can't give it away.
Rincewind peered up at the big metal vats. Perhaps it was built on some old religious site, he said. That sort of thing can happen, you know. Back home there was this fish restaurant that got built on a... Neelet rattled another unbudging door.
That's what everyone thought, she said. But apparently, Dad asked all the local tribes, and they said it wasn't. They said it wasn't any kind of sacred site. They said it was an unsacred site. Some chief went to prison to see the Prime Minister and said, "Mate, your mob can dig it all up and drop it over the edge of the world. No worries."
Why did he have to go to prison?
We put all our politicians in prison as soon as they're elected, don't you?
Why?
Saves time.
She tried an unrelenting handle.
Damn, and the windows are too high.
The ground trembled. Metal jangled somewhere in the darkness. Dust moved in strange little waves across the floor.
Oh, not again, said Neelet.
Now not only the dust moved. Tiny shapes scuttled across it, flowed around Rincewind's feet, and sped under the lock's door.
The spiders are leaving, said Neelet.
Fine by me, said Rincewind.
This time the tremor made the wall creak.
It's never been this bad, Neelet muttered. Find a ladder, we'll give the windows a go.
Above them, a ladder parted company from the wall and folded itself into a metal puzzle on the floor.
This may not seem a good time to ask, said Rincewind, but are you a kangaroo by any chance?
Far above them, metal creaked and went on creaking in a long-drawn wail of inorganic pain. Rincewind looked up and saw the dome of the brewery gently dissolve into 100 falling pieces of glass. And dropping through the middle of it, some of its lamps still burning, the grinning shape of the Rue Beer kangaroo.
Trunky, open up! Neelet yelled.
No, Rincewind began, but she grabbed him and dragged him, and in front of him was an opening lid. The world went dark. There was wood underneath him. He tapped it very carefully. And wood in front of him. And wood...
Excuse me.
We're inside the luggage.
Why not? That's how we got out of Kangoolie last week. You know, I think it may be a magic box.
Do you know some of the things that have been inside it?
Letitia kept her gin in it. I know that.
Rincewind felt upwards gingerly. Maybe the luggage had more than one inside. He'd suspected as much. Maybe it was like one of those conjurer's boxes where after you'd put a penny in, the drawer miraculously slid around and it had gone. Rincewind had been given one of those as a toy when he was a kid. He'd lost almost $2 before he gave up and threw the thing away. His fingers touched what might have been a lid and he pushed upwards. They were still in the brewery. This came as some relief, considering where you might end up if you got into the luggage. There was still the bowel-disturbing rumble, punctuated by clangs and tinkles, as bits of rusted metal crashed down with lethal intent. The big kangaroo sign was well alight. In the smoke that rose from it were some pointy hats. That is, the curls swirling and billowing around the holes in the air looked very much like the three-dimensional silhouettes of a group of wizards. Rincewind stepped out of the luggage.
Oh, no, 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 he mumbled. I only got here a couple of months ago. It's not my fault.
They look like ghosts, said Neelet. Do you know them? No, but they're all mixed up with these earthquakes and something called the wet, whatever that was.